From NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. President Barack Obama is paying tribute to veterans this Memorial Day weekend, honoring those willing to sacrifice their lives for their country. The president opened his weekly radio and internet address that reflected on the meaning of the holiday. The president also says it's important to provide for veterans.
We have to serve them and their families as well as they've served us. By making sure that they get the health care and benefits they need, by caring for our wounded warriors and supporting our military families, and by giving veterans the chance to go to college, find a good job, and enjoy the freedom that they risked everything to protect.
Mr. Obama will honor veterans and their families at Arlington National Cemetery in Virginia and the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington. Thousands of people are visiting the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. this Memorial Day weekend. Oregon resident Terry Mooney, who served on an ammunition ship off the coast of Vietnam in the 1970s, says returning to the memorial wall brings back a rush of sad memories about friends who never came home.
When you're here visiting and you talk to the other veterans, you start remembering things that you experienced. A lot of them were very unpleasant.
More than 58,000 names are on the wall at the memorial. Good news for drivers this holiday weekend. NPR's Asma Khalid reports gas prices are down. According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas is around $3.65.
Drivers can expect to pay less at the gas pump this Memorial Day weekend, though not much less. The average price for a gallon of gas is only about 15 cents cheaper than this time last year.
But we're still about 80 cents above where we were in 2010.
That's Tom Kloza. He's chief oil analyst with Oil Price Information Service.
So it's an expensive weekend, just not as expensive as we were led to believe that it might be.
And prices aren't consistently low across the country. In California, drivers are likely to pay a Memorial Day weekend record, around $4.30 a gallon. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
A wildfire in Michigan's Upper Peninsula is continuing to grow. State officials say the Duck Lake Fire in Luce County is 20% contained. It's burned more than 21,000 acres and stretches some 11 miles. Access has been tricky because there are few roads. Japanese officials say the unprecedented effort to remove spent fuel rods from one of the crippled Fukushima nuclear reactors was on track, despite lingering concerns about the structure's vulnerability to another earthquake. Japan's minister spoke to reporters after his first tour of the partly destroyed building that houses Fukushima's number 4 reactor. The visit marked an effort by Japanese officials to show that they're addressing international concerns about the risk of a second accident at Fukushima. This is NPR News. Student groups in Quebec and their supporters have launched a legal challenge to a recent provincial law restricting demonstrations, as Dan Karpinchuk reports, at the same time protests against tuition hikes continue.
It's not just the students who are going to court. Lawyers for major labor unions and large community groups have also filed motions against Bill C-78. They say it's unconstitutional and a violation of basic rights, including the right to assembly and association. That law requires protest organizers to give 8 hours notice for every demonstration, as well as a full itinerary. While the government says it has experts who believe the law will stand, within 24 hours of its passage, the Quebec Bar Association and 45 law professors signed a letter saying it was unacceptable. As many as 500 lawyers are working on the case on a voluntary basis. During a demonstration last night in Montreal, students marched through the downtown banging pots and pans. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The head of the UN observer team in Syria says at least 32 children under 10 years of age and more than 60 adults were killed in fighting in central Syria yesterday. General Robert Mood is condemning the attack in a village northwest of Homs as a brutal tragedy. Mood said in a statement Saturday that whoever started, whoever responded, and whoever carried out this deplorable act of violence should be held responsible. The judge in the case of a former Rutgers student who used a webcam to spy on his gay roommate has released more than 100 letters he received about the case. They came from a hate crime victim and a group representing lesbian, gay, and transgendered people and others. Nearly all urged leniency. Darun Ravi was sentenced to 30 days in jail. I'm Windsor Johnston, NPR News in Washington.